Hey everyone, Tiffany here, and I thought I'd make a quick audio blog about what I'm doing as far as my portraiture class goes. Well, our next shoot is going to be an on-location high-fashion fantasy glamour shot. I kind of think I've lucked out on this assignment, since I have a friend who's rather attractive and trains as a belly dancer, with the outfits and everything. She's very good, very attractive, and her outfits are completely amazing. Very glittery and loud and bright and just, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And I just asked her if she would do it, and she's confirmed. I just have to double check with Harkins to make sure it's okay. And everything should go fine as far as that goes. It is on location, which means a few things. One, I need to find location, which I'm not completely sure about yet. And two, I have to use available light as my main source. That means shooting either early in the morning or late in the afternoon, some kind of nice, pretty, non-harsh light. And it has to go with my scene. Belly dancer, I'm not exactly sure where to go. I'm thinking of possibly having a more gypsy feel to it. There are these old train cars by my house that are kind of overgrown, and there's kudzu, and it's very nice. And I was thinking about maybe shooting her in front of those, or possibly going the exact opposite direction, going the urban way. And there's a particular red wall, which I'm sure a lot of people around here know from Little Five, that it's bright red, it gets great afternoon sun, and the wall's red, and there's warm light, and it casts these amazing deep tree shadows from the sidewalk, and that would be very awesome. If she has a dark outfit or a black outfit, I'll probably shoot her there. Actually, I'll probably shoot her in both places, just to make sure that I get what I need. I'll have plenty of time to do that as well, because it's not due until very near the end of the quarter, and up until that point, we're going to be working on a holiday portraits. That's proving to be quite a challenge for everyone. Our set has gone through many altercations and changes, but it's turning out okay. Outside of portraiture class, there's, of course, my photojournalism class, where we're about to shoot a fill flash assignment. I'm not completely sure what I'm going to shoot for this, especially since right now all I am using is a camera from the school instead of my own, and therefore don't really have a top mount flash for it. I have the flash that comes with the camera, but it's not really the same quality. After that, we have to do our, there's an on-location portrait, I believe, as well? Or something along those lines, which kind of fits more in portraiture, but, you know, that works as well. I'm not sure what I'm going to do for that one either. I'm thinking of shooting one of my mother's friends. He's a war veteran, with his new bike, and he's very excited about it. It has the picture of his tank that they pretty much lived in during, I don't remember which war it was. It was Vietnam, wasn't it? Michael's helping me out with facts. But yes, during Vietnam, and it means a lot to him, and it's a beautifully done bike. It's all, like, it's personally made for him, so it's his baby, and he has other bikes as well, and I thought, he's a brand new biker, and I thought about, shooting him. After that, we have our photo essay assignment, where we follow an event or a person or something from start to finish. And I have no idea what to do for that. Most of the people I know actually have at least a vague idea of where they're going with it. I know Mike has an idea for someone with martial arts, and Allie has one. My friend Allison Stevens, she has one for, I think she said, a mechanic. But honestly, I have no idea what I'm going to do. If my sister will allow me, I might follow her. She is a first grade teacher at a public school, and she has an interesting teaching style, and from what I've heard of her class, it could be fun, and it would take a while to do, and it might not be easy to get, though, because I'd be shooting children, and I'm not sure if their parents would appreciate that, or if I could even go in, because it might be a disruption to the class. So I'll figure something out. I'll be looking for ideas, and other than that, just have my class that I'm doing this for right now, my photo imaging class. It's not photo imaging, it's multimedia too. My bad. But I'm doing this and it's a lot of fun. I'm blogging a lot, and because of that, I'm finding lots of new artists and articles and many things that I probably wouldn't have found otherwise. So it's turned out to be far more fun than I thought it would be. But yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. And keep reading and have a good day.